1968, black students walk out at Brown University.
At the time, only 2% of the student body was African American. The walkout set in motion changes still felt today for both students and the school.
It impacted us forever, but we also impacted it forever.
I'm Gabriella Emanuel with the next in our series,
1968 plus 50.
Wednesday on 89.7 WGBH.
1968, NASA launches Apollo 8 towards the moon.
Neil Armstrong's small step was still months away, but Apollo 8's orbit of the moon was a giant leap forward for the MIT lab that developed the mission's computer guidance system.
Their mission is the most difficult ever attempted and the most dangerous.
I'm reporter Christina Quinn with the final chapter in our series,
1968 plus 50.
Friday on 89.7 WGBH.
1968, a controversial Pulitzer Prize.
When a white novelist puts words into the mouth of an historic black hero, controversy was pretty much guaranteed. It was William Styron's The Confessions of Nat Turner that inspired outrage and won a Pulitzer 50 years ago. I'm Philip Martin. Listen for our continuing series.
1968 plus 50, later this morning and throughout the year, only on WGBH Radio. 1968. Racial barriers shattered in the world of sports.
That was when the Celtics' Bill Russell became the first black coach to win a major professional sports championship, something he didn't consider significant.
The only significance to me would be when they'll hire and fire coaches and you never know their race.
I'm Esteban Bustillos with the next story in our series.
1968 plus 50, this week and throughout the year, only on WGBH Radio. 1968, WGBH News looks back.
Say, brother. In 1968, WGBH launched the TV show Say Brother.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to Say Brother. News and commentary.
Now it's called Basic Black, and it's the longest-running public affairs show devoted to communities of color.
1968 plus 50.
Our 50th anniversary season of Basic Black, Friday nights at 7:30 on WGBH2.
Presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy.
One thing is clear in this year of 1968, I believe in this country as I traveled across, and that is that the American people want no more Vietnam.
1968 plus 50, WGBH News looks back. Listen all year here on 89.7 WGBH. 1968 plus 50.
She was a very powerful symbol at that point because of his martyrdom.
Henry Knorr remembers Coretta Scott King speaking in the place of her slain husband at Harvard's 1968 class day.
Kind of represented the hopes we had for a better America and the sense that there would be casualties, there would be a price to pay for waging that battle.
1968 plus 50. Tomorrow on WGBH Radio. 1968.
50 years ago, the soul singer James Brown made history with this song. In a middle of the night recording, Brown led kids from Watts in singing a chorus that became the unofficial anthem of the Black Power movement. I'm Callie Crossley. Listen Monday for the next piece in our year-long series.
1968 plus 50, only on WGBH Radio. 1968, political upheaval.
At that year's Democratic National Convention in Chicago, mayhem was the norm for the delegates inside and the protesters outside.
The war in Vietnam made a lot of people a little crazy, and I think it pushed the new left, of which I was a part, to do some things which hurt our cause in the long run.
1968 plus 50, tomorrow and throughout the year, only on WGBH Radio. 1968, Boston gets a new City Hall.
Yes, it was once voted the world's ugliest building. And yes, it's much maligned among Bostonians. But it's a prime example of the 20th century architectural style known as brutalism.
It's just so absolutely immense and heroic. Boston City Hall is the Taj Mahal of brutalism.
Today, brutalism is getting a second look, and it ain't looking so bad.
1968 plus 50.
Wednesday, only here on WGBH Radio.